Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Do yourself a favor. If you have not seen the game-saving, grand slam-robbing catch over the wall by the Marlins, Jesus Sanchez, oh, you need to go find the video. In fact, producer Jay, if you wouldn't mind retweeting that on our show account, it's almost as though Sanchez was greeting fans who have been so consumed by hoops and hockey, who can't seem to break away from the NFL, who are just now realizing that not only is the Major League Baseball season going on, but these teams are a third of the way through their schedules. Yeah, right now, teams have played about 70 games, which actually puts them closer to the halfway point than a third of the way through. There's a lot happening in Major League Baseball. Some trends that I thought might flame out earlier in the season, and they have not. And here we are, middle of June, and the boys of summer are about to take center stage, at least for the next 5 weeks until NFL training camps begin. And if you didn't know, they're already in training camp. No, that's our joke right now, producer Jay and I. It might as well be the second week of training camp for the amount of NFL audio. And remember, we are mandated to do QB news right now, but it's not just about the QBs. It's also about running backs. Jonathan Taylor, the latest to speak out about how the league and some of its teams do not value running backs. Now, remember, he's also seeking a contract. But since we are mandated to do QB news, well, then I suppose we better make sure we do it up big. So that's coming. But the boys of summer, as we're a week away from the official start to summer, they want to grab your attention and how. So if you have not seen it, make sure you check it out. But you know what? The audio is just as delicious. So we've got a bunch of Major League Baseball play-by-play that we'll get to, including a steal of home because the pitcher wasn't paying any attention. Not because the ball got away from the catcher or someone else. Nah, just because the pitcher was paying zero attention to the runner on third base. You do that at your own peril. We finally got Justin Verlander in a pitcher's duel. Well, they paid a lot of money for that one. And even though the Mets beat the Yankees in the second game of the Subway Series, for some reason on Twitter, do you know what's trending? Fire Buck. As in Buck Showalter. Huh. So they win their second game in the last 11. I mean, that in and of itself is pathetic. But they do end up winning against the Yankees. And it's time to fire Buck now? I'm not sure that makes sense. In the American League West, could we see a turning point in the division race? Texas had dropped three in a row. Rangers used the long ball to get back on track. And even as they're in the sights of the World Series champs, Houston loses its star for at least a month. So there's a lot happening there in the AL West. On the grass, but that doesn't really narrow it down. On the grass in LA, does that narrow it down? On the perfectly manicured fairways, there we go, with the punishing rough. You know, that's the U.S. Open, punishing rough. They like it that way. As the U.S. Open gets underway on Thursday, you know what keeps coming to mind? Flashbacks. It's deja vu. I thought we were done with LIV versus the PGA, and yet it is still all the rage in 2023. Wait until you hear the latest from guys like Dustin Johnson and Patrick Cantlay. These golfers, I think because they feel blindsided by the PGA and Jay Monahan, who is not there because he's dealing with a medical emergency, sure hope he's okay. I bet all the players reached out to him with their best wishes. I would bet that that is the case. Anyway, it seems though, because they feel like the tour leadership, meaning Jay Monahan is the commissioner and a few others, betrayed them, they don't give a crap about speaking out right now. And I'm not sure they ever were really worried, because if you think about it, they are independent contractors. But there was maybe a little more loyalty to the tour, the PGA Tour, after they kind of close ranks, right? So the group of golfers breaks off for LIV. And to the best of my knowledge, there's been no more defections recently. And now, why would there be? But this group breaks off and goes to LIV in 2022. There's a bunch of top players in the PGA or in the golf world. And as they leave, it's almost as though the PGA Tour golfers left behind close ranks. Remember, they have that players or that golfers only meeting led by Tiger and Rory, and they decide they're going to defend the honor of the PGA Tour to the hilt. They did that. They felt like they were on the right side of history because they didn't go for the money. Sort of. Well, now that they've been betrayed, that's the word that John Rahm used. Now that they feel betrayed by the PGA leadership, they don't care what comes out of their mouth. And so right now we're getting salty golfers who still don't understand what's happening, but they're more than willing to share their feelings. I like it. They're emoting. We should check their Twitters to see if they've used emojis.
Hit live. Like, I hit live.
I can't do it. Wait, can you play it again so I can see if I can get the accent?
Hit live.
Hit live.
Like, I hit live. Oh,
that was pretty good. Hit live.
That was pretty good.
Oh, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Hi, Rory, getting set in Los Angeles. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you have not heard the conversation with pro soccer goalie Jesse Bradley, in which he compares being a goalie to being a dad, it's actually really encouraging for dads. And I shared it with Bob. Bob said he was encouraged as a dad, so that's really neat. I hope that many of you will find the interview with Jesse on our Twitter or our Facebook over the next few days leading up to Father's Day, and that you will be encouraged as a dad, whatever age or stage of fatherhood you're in, or maybe you are a father figure or you're a coach who tries to fill that role for your athletes. It is for you as well. It's a brand new book that he wrote called The Four Elements of Fatherhood. He uses his own anecdotes and stories of his four teenagers, all at the same time in one house, to write this book and to encourage dad. So we got a great reaction from that. It is on Twitter. And then also coming up top of next hour, we will dissect a 6-year run from baby franchise, from the birth of a franchise to Stanley Cup winners. We'll look at how this team got here. How did the front office build a champion? It was a revolving door of players, even coaches, that changed. But ultimately, they struck it rich with the right formula. Our insider who will join us from Vegas has covered the team the entire time and is actually a Vegas native. So we'll need to ask him how he feels about not just hockey, but football and soon, maybe, baseball popping up there in the desert. So looking forward to that an hour from now. I hope you survived your hump day. I tell you, we had thunderstorms that woke us up. And by us, I mean Jay and I both woke up to thunderstorms in different places on Wednesday afternoon, about 1-2 o'clock Eastern time. This pretty loud and violent round of thunderstorms moved through the area and it woke each of us up. I was able to get back to sleep for a little bit, but I was so happy about the pounding rain that made me just huge smile on my face. It's easier to sleep with the rain, that's for sure. And because I've been praying for rain, it's been so dry in my New Jersey neighborhood and really in a lot of the Northeast. It's been so dry that we desperately needed rain. So I woke up to the thunder, heard the rain start to pound on my skylight and on my windows, and then was able to get back to sleep. But once the storm moved through, oh, it was beautiful outside. I love the weather in the Northeast in June because it still gets down into the 50s at night, at least where I live. And yet during the daytime, it's between the 70 and 80 degree mark, excuse me. And it was so clear and it was breezy. There was no humidity because the storm had moved through. And I chose today, it's my way of getting over the hump, I chose today to rip off the Band-Aid and get back to running. It was my first run since the half marathon, so a little over a month. And I hadn't anticipated taking a full month off. It was going to be 2 weeks, and then it was going to be 3 weeks, and then a few other things came up. So I didn't mean to take a month off, but man, it was good for my muscles. So I did yoga on Tuesday and then worked out some of those muscles with the running. And I just had so much energy, good kick, listened to a podcast and then some music at the end and went hoofing it through my neighborhood. I actually felt really good. But I think it was mostly the weather because by that time it was in the low 60s and there was a nice breeze. I wouldn't trade my weather the weather in New Jersey right now in June for Florida. Anytime for Houston. Oh, anytime. Sorry, Mom. And really for those parts of the country that don't get this late spring beauty, it makes me so happy. It was a little bit dry the last couple of weeks, but love it, love it, love it in June. And to top it all off, after I took Penny out for the last time before I hopped in my car to come into the office, I looked up and, you know, it's almost summer because the Big Dipper is hanging right over my house. Oh, so clear. And it's almost sitting on my roof. That's how close it seems. And it's my companion all summer long. Though we are still a week to go until summer. You know, it starts on June 21st. So we're not quite there yet. But here's the question. Now that we've finally crowned champions in both the winter sports, hoops and hockey. Now that that's done and we're full speed ahead with the boys of summer and the NFL. Wait, could we call the NFL the boys of fall and the boys of winter and the boys of spring and the boys of summer? I kind of think we have to. So now that we've buried the hoops and hockey seasons, that sounds very morbid. I don't mean it like that. Now that we've crowned champions, it's full speed ahead to the summertime. So friends ask me, text messages and emails, family members reaching out, how are you? That's the question they ask. And I always say, I feel my creative juices flowing because we're not as tied to events moving forward the next 2.5 months. I mean, there's plenty going on. Please don't misunderstand me. There's never nothing happening in sports. Except for election day. That seems to be a day when there's nothing happening in sports. But otherwise, there are almost no days on the entire calendar in which there's nothing happening. Thank you, NFL. It's June 15th, and I could do this entire show on football. I'm not joking. I could. Buffalo Bills, we're going to get to you. Salty Sean McDermott. It's too early to be salty. Have you noticed? Guys are salty. Now, Mike Malone, he was cranky because he was tired and he wanted to get this championship with the Nuggets over with. Sean McDermott, Kyle Shanahan, they're a little bit too spicy for this time of the year. Just chill out. Chillax. I don't actually like it when people say to me, chill out. Well, chill out is better than relax. Never say relax to a female, ever. It's rude and it's disrespectful. Bob made that mistake one time, I think. He was joking and that was the last time he ever said it. No relaxing. I am relaxed. This is me relaxed. Anyway, I could do the entire show on football. I'm not gonna, but I could. We've got golf, we've got baseball, and we've got football. But because we're through hoops and hockey, and we're just a few days away from summer, here's my question for you. Are you ready? Oh, it's going to be a fun one. What's your vacation destination this summer? Jay, what's your vacation destination this summer?
I will be going to Chicago.
Jay is going to the Windy City. Now, see, I'm going to Houston. No one wants to go to Houston in the summertime. Dang it. That's not the only place I'm going. I do have a couple of other places that'll be a lot of fun, like Virginia for some hiking next week, actually, celebrating the start of summer with some hiking in Virginia. And I'll be going to Tanglewood in Massachusetts to see John Williams. Also doing some kayaking out on Long Island with a new friend of mine. So that'll be a lot of fun too. Well, she's way out though, as in like to drive the entire length of Long Island, which could take hours. But it's fine. It's totally fine. In addition to that, I'm trying to think what other destinations I've got. Well, got a bunch of people coming to visit me, which is fun. And we've got some fun plans in the New York City area. Anything that has to do with the water, I'm all about. But yeah, unfortunately, my big travel destination is Houston. The things people do when they love someone else, huh? It's just gross. I mean, I'm not happy about it. My poor mom, she's having foot surgery next week, and so she really can't do a whole lot for the summer. She's doing it now because she's going back to school in August, and she said to me, I'm going to be laid up. I can't do anything. Mom, in the middle of the summer in Houston, you don't do anything anyway. You never leave the house because it's too hot. It's already in the triple digits and icky humidity in Houston.
You said she has a pool, right?
She does have a pool. I will be spending all my time there. Bob thinks I'll be spending my time with him. I think he's going to have to come over to mom's and hang out there because that's where the pool is.
Yeah, does Bob have a pool? I don't know.
Bob does not have a pool.
Then you will not be at Bob's.
And I will not be at Bob's. I will be at mom's the whole time. And you know what I'm going to say? Oh, Bob, could you plug your ears right now? I'm going to say, oh, yeah, my mom actually needs help because she's laid up with a foot surgery.
It's right there. It's written. It's right there. Your excuse is built in. Oh, sorry. I got to do that at the pool. My mom needs help.
Yeah, my mom needs some help cleaning the pool. Or mom needs help vacuuming. Or, I mean, forget the fact that they actually have someone every 2 weeks to clean the house. Mom needs help making dinner.
Mom wants to lay by the pool, and I got to go in and out.
I got to help her. That's right.
And, you know,
I can't leave her. She might need something. Oh, dang it. I'm so sorry that the pool's over here. But, you know, you're welcome if you'd like to come over here and use the pool.
It's perfect.
Well, not for Bob, it's not. But well, he can chillax by the pool. It'll be great. It'll be grand. All right, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Coming up, we've got one unbelievable catch to welcome sports fans back to baseball. In addition, I mean, maybe Fire Buck is trending on Twitter because a Yankee stole home when the pitcher was paying no attention. Ultimately, though, it's a walk-off at Citi Field, plus the Angels and the Rangers in the AL West. We've got your something-something that you need on this Wednesday night, so thanks for hanging out with us. We're getting closer to the weekend. Can you feel it?
It's time to have some fun.
Exactly. Summer weekends feel a little bit different. They're full of anticipation. What is your summer vacation destination? That's the question tonight. And I'm sure Jay is just about to post it, like a post-it note, on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, and on our Facebook page. Eek! I'm in a good mood. I think it's the coffee. It's not you. It's me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Offering, swinging a drive, hit pretty deep right field. Sanchez going back at the wall. He leaps. He made the catch. He just robbed Suarez of a grand slam here in the bottom of the ninth inning. An unbelievable game saving grab by Jesus Sanchez in right field. Oh my goodness, he did it. He robbed him of a grand slam. Oh, my goodness. Jesus Sanchez just saved the night for the Marlins.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Marlins Radio, if you have not seen it, it is eye-popping, jaw-dropping, really impressive. Jesus Sanchez actually has his wrist and his glove bent over the wall to grab that ball off the bat of Eugenio Suarez and save a grand slam. Even the still photos of how his hand and his glove are bent back over the wall tell you everything you need to know, that he reached back and he was able to time his leap perfectly, get up and reach over the top of his head and behind his back and grab that ball that would have, let's see, it was 4-1 at the time, right? So it would have given them the walk-off. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Just put a post up on our show Twitter, and I retweeted. It's After Hours CBS or our Facebook page. What is your summer vacation destination? It's sure to be a really neat smorgasbord or a plethora of destinations, because around the country we obviously have different ways that we like to unwind and relax, whether it's the mountains, whether it's the beach, maybe it's camping, could be international. Some of you may prefer road trips and staying home. I know that I can be happy in a lot of different places with a lot of different vacation destinations. Usually I tailor them to fit what's happening with my family, or in this case, what's happening with my significant other. Houston. It's going to be amazing. Maybe there'll be a hurricane while I'm there. No, there's not going to be a hurricane while I'm there. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. So I hope that your vacation destinations are more exciting than mine. But I will say this, got exciting plans for early next year. So that'll be a good vacation destination. Those are just to keep to myself for now, though. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We give you a game-saving, grand slam-robbing, over-the-wall catch from Seattle, courtesy of Jesus Sanchez. There were plenty of fireworks and drama elsewhere, though. And why don't we stay there in the AL West, as the Angels were trying to take two in a row from the Rangers and hand the Rangers a fourth consecutive loss. This game was tied 1-1 in the seventh inning.
Grossman leads off of first. Two outs, the 1-1. Marcus swings, hits a high fly ball down the left field line. Hooking towards the pole. That ball is off the pole and out of here! Semien put his index finger over his lips as he rounded first base. I don't know to whom that was directed, but he is circling third and touching home, a two-run home run.
Here's Seager,
and he swings first pitch. That ball's blasted. Nothing Renfro can do. That ball's gone. The dynamic duo up the middle for the Rangers strikes here in the seventh.
When we're going well, they're going well. That's obvious with what you've seen when we were going really well. You know, those two are such good hitters, and Marcus got on that streak, and we went as he went, and then Corey got back, and they're such a big part of this offense.
The dynamic duo, as you hear there on the Rangers radio network, and then Bruce Bochy. Really, you need Semien and Seager to be that dynamic in your lineup. And Texas has been one of the best teams in the majors, but certainly the American League through these first, 70 games of the season. But they did lose three in a row, so this got them back on track. And I would say, think about the Rangers and their history and the fact that they've had these flashes in the pan but not been able to sustain them, or they just sink to the bottom right away. They've put a lot of money and a lot of work into this lineup, into this roster. So a little bit of panic would have been understandable considering what we've seen from the Rangers in the past few years.
We're a veteran team. I think even the young guys we have act like veterans. So that, you know, when you have stretches like that, you just play through it, keep playing, and play hard.
All right. So the fact that they still have a 3.5-game lead over the top of the AL West and put the Angels back 5.5, a little bit of a cushion there. But yeah, you don't need to panic. It's still just June. That's Marcus Semien on Bally Sports Southwest. And while we're talking about walk-offs, actually, in the AL West, Houston Astros, they got some bad news on Wednesday, but they're not going away.
2-2. Ground ball off the hands to Abrams. Goes home with it. Gets the out there on the first. And it is dropped. It is dropped by Chavis. Abreu comes home. And Abreu scores to win it.
Davey Martinez is going to say that Myers interfered with that throw at first base.
And that's a judgment call. That cannot be challenged. Michael Chavis couldn't hold on to the throw from the catcher, Ruiz, and the Astros walk it off 5-4.
That's on the Astros radio network, Robert Ford, our friend Robert Ford. I love listening to him and Steve Sparks do the Astros games. Now, as I mentioned, they get the walk-off, but it's a bad news day for them because Jordan Alvarez, so critical to them winning the World Series last year, he is going to be out for an extended period.
The oblique is tricky, and I was talking about this earlier today. So I think after 2 weeks, we'll have a little bit more information and how does he feel. And then at the three-week mark, we should definitely know more. I hate to kick the can down the road, but at the end of the day, sometimes you have to give that oblique some time. And sometimes it heals faster than other times. And I think that I think he's going to be okay. It's looking like it could be four weeks. But I think he should be fine.
They also lose Lance McCullers for the season after surgery on his right forearm. Couple of different issues there. So for the Houston Astros, they're without a couple of key pieces. But still, so much of veteran leadership in their lineup and a lot of experience, too. Actually, I might as well just go and hit every team in the AL West. Did you guys see the headline? This is after we talked about the Nevada Senate approving, what was it, nearly $400 million for a stadium on the Strip that would be a new home to the Oakland A's, still the Oakland A's, and the reverse boycott with the 28,000 fans that were yelling, what? Sell the team! It was so clear that you could hear it over the radio call. And so even as Oakland A's ownership would like to blame the fans for not showing up, again, I told you last night, I wouldn't spend money on the product they're putting on the field. They did prove that they would show up if there's a reason, which it was on Tuesday night, a reverse boycott. So we were telling you about kind of the news, the two ends of the spectrum. We're in Vegas. The Senate is moving forward, or the Nevada Senate is moving forward with this stadium plan and public money. And another hurdle cleared, sure, to the dismay of a lot of those fans who showed up and were hoping that their reverse boycott made an impact. Instead, what we found out is that the legislature gave final approval to this public funding. So now it's not just the Senate, it's both bodies of the state house. And there's a $1.5 billion stadium with a retractable, that sounds funny, $1.5 billion stadium with a retractable roof that they've got plans for and a spot on the Strip. And if I know that the legal challenge is supposed to be coming, there's talk of a legal challenge. If that can't make any traction, then Oakland fans will lose yet another franchise. Interestingly enough, at the top of the hour, we're going to welcome a Las Vegas native who also covers the Golden Knights for the Sun, the Las Vegas Sun. And even though we're going to talk to him about hockey and about this run by the Golden Knights from expansion franchise to Stanley Cup winner in 6 years, I'm going to ask him about the influx of teams and sports in Vegas with not just hockey anymore, but football and basketball, the Las Vegas Aces, and then also the baseball that could be coming in as well. So, yeah, it's another blow that it's gone through the legislature. And if you're an Oakland sports fan, I would love to hear from you. So find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Again, we're asking you your summer vacation destination. And then our Facebook page, too. I can imagine that our friend Marco Belletti, who returns, from triple fatherhood. It's triple fatherhood now. Now you have, you have a 3-on-3 team. You know, you're one person shy. Do you have a dog?
No.
Oh, too bad.
No.
You need to have another child for a 3-on-3 team.
Thank you. No. I think we're good in all of that. Thank you.
Well, okay. You have one 3-on-3 team. Like you have a team that you could put on the basketball court and be 3-on-3 plus a coach and a manager. How is your new little son, Matthew?
He's good. Yeah. So all good. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's good. So it's been crazy, but it's been fun.
Uh-huh. And somehow when you returned to work, you decided you wouldn't come back here. I decided. So every night last week and then early this week, Jay, I thought you said Marco was back to work. Jay, where's Marco? I thought you said Marco was back to work.
I was. Again, I don't necessarily have...
We're the ones that cheer for you and care about you and ask about you.
And I appreciate it.
I'm your friend.
I appreciate it. However, I don't really have a lot of control over my schedule, so I go where they tell me to go. And I've been bumped up a little bit, and I think it might happen a few more times for sure. And now with the summer and everything, too, sometimes things get jumbled, and I'm kind of like duct tape. So they... You know, I would say glue, but glue's binding.
Gorilla glue.
I'm more like duct tape. So you can just kind of slap it on for a little bit and a little bit of time, and hopefully it doesn't cause too much damage.
Don't make it fun of duct tape. I once held the bumper on my car with duct tape for a good 2 years before I gave the car away.
Yeah, no, me too.
That stuff is miracle
until
working.
They hit the other side, and then I had to replace the entire bumper.
You had a Saturn Ion and it's plastic. It was like that polymer plastic in the pieces. After 300,000 miles, the bumper just fell off the front. So I hauled out the duct tape silver because the car was a blue-silver color and just taped it back on. It went way for another 2 years.
I wasn't worried about color. I got hit twice. So the first time, it was the silver. My car's black. So that I just left that and it would...
It's racing stripes.
Yeah, constantly trying to reapply the duct tape because it would flap in the wind sometimes when you're doing 80 on the highway. And then when they hit the other side and the bumper was basically falling off, duct tape wasn't going to do it. Then I had to finally get it fixed.
Oh, well, yeah. Duct tape is
still have that car though.
Miracle worker. It works for a lot of things. You still have the car. You still can't afford to upgrade. Now you've got 3 kids.
No kidding.
And a radio salary.
I'm well aware. I also can't fit. You know how many places I tried, how many different things we tried for the booster seat? Because I had to take my oldest son now. I can't just say my son anymore. It's weird. It's weird for me. So my oldest, I had to take the car seat out to put the new car seat in for my youngest to try to get the 3 across in my car. And the little whatever booster seat for my oldest, nothing would fit. I had an inflatable one. It doesn't fit.
Inflatable?
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
Wow, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Interesting.
Go through all the gauntlet. We tried. Yeah. Tried. So now he's just going to have to do the seatbelt, which is
I was going to say he's 9, right?
Yeah, so it's okay with the law, but I mean, he's kind of not at the right weight yet. I think they say 80 pounds. He's probably 65 soaking wet. So I'm pushing that, but he's... I think it's 8 years old. Now he's 9. So it's not against the law. I just wish I had a little bit more of a booster, but you got to do what you got to do.
How are the 2 older children adjusting to a baby?
Good. My daughter follows him around like it's hers.
I love that.
How
old is your daughter? 3?
Turned 3 on Monday. So yeah, she doesn't actually call him by name. That's just baby brother. Which is fun. So now she follows him all over the place and she likes to be right next to him.
So cute.
Which is nice. My oldest is... 9. He's not.
He's too cool for school.
Well, he realizes that, he doesn't do anything. He's just there. It's almost like, give me a call when you can, do something, when you can contribute to a conversation or, something.
You can do some chores.
Yeah, anything. Basically, he realizes that the only thing he could do is do stuff for his brother. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any interest in doing that. So, give me a buzz when he can help me out.
Oh, okay. So, a little bit of an adjustment. Right. And that's mom's right. Good.
Yeah, she's good. So, yeah.
Your mom, your wife is a rock star.
Yeah. No, she really is.
Yes.
And luckily, I got there in time because there was a little bit of concern with that, too.
You busted out of here.
Oh, I flew out of here that night. Made it in time. So, everything was good being there. So, It's been crazy, but it's been fun.
Awesome.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Father of three and never going to sleep again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Sell the Team could clearly be heard at the reverse boycott of the Oakland Coliseum on Tuesday night. Now, the A's were playing the Rays again on Wednesday, and it ended their seven-game win streak. Rays double up the A's 6-3 in this one. I don't know if that means the A's are back to their losing ways. But what I do know is that the fans did themselves proud. And I feel like they've been stepped on a little bit too much. They've lost the home of the Golden State Warriors. Okay, so they moved to San Francisco, right? They left Oracle and moved to San Francisco. The Raiders moved to Vegas. Now the A's are determined to go to Vegas. The fans have been taken for granted, used as a pawn, beat down. It's not their fault the Coliseum is a dump, and it's certainly not their fault either that ownership wants to move the team to Las Vegas. It's one of those grass is always greener on the other side, and heck, if you can get $400 million of public funding toward your brand new stadium, your brand new digs, yeah, it certainly is enticing. I get it. And they needed to figure something out. According to the mayor of Oakland, they were days away from coming up with some kind of an agreement that would have given the A's a new home in the Bay Area, but ownership seemingly determined to leave, and the Nevada Senate, the legislature, taking those steps toward approving this public money. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I asked if there are any A's fans out there who wanted to comment or chime in. I'd love to hear from you. Jim in Sacramento tells producer Jay he was at the reverse boycott. Jim.
First off, I love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was there, and it was crazy. The yelling from all of us, sell the team, sell the team.
That was you. You were in the radio call.
I was yelling. It was shaking the stadium.
Wow.
I mean, I'm a diehard A's fan, and me and my brother laugh because we still watch it, but we see 2,100 people at a game, and half of them were free tickets. How crazy is that?
It is. I actually saw, I'm not sure if, well, maybe you were watching the game or you could just tell, but after you all filled the stadium on Tuesday with nearly 28,000 people,
yep,
the announced attendance on Wednesday was barely over 7,000. 20,000 more fans on Tuesday night.
It was probably, you know what? They said 7,000, probably was like 3.
Hmm. They but, pad their stats, huh?
It's just sad, and that stadium is a dump.
Right.
Amy, it's disgusting to go there.
I have heard that. I've heard stories from athletes as well as fans. And so I certainly get why the team would want some different digs. I mean, the NFL was determined that the Raiders were going to move out of there because they were tired of sharing the Coliseum with a baseball team. And because it was, as you point out, it's in terrible condition. So the NFL was determined to allow the Raiders to move. I just wish that they could have come up with some way to keep the A's there. So tell me this, if you're a diehard fan, how are you going to handle it if they move?
I'm saying move. Go to Vegas. Because what we have here, like I said, the stadium is disgusting. The worst part about the whole thing is like the bathrooms are so bad, it's not even funny. I'm not going to get into it, but
no, please don't.
So disgusting.
Yeah, I've heard there are many backups, that the toilets will back up. And
no, it's just people use the restroom and everywhere in the whole stadium. And it's just bad. They got to move. It sucks. I don't want them to move, but
yeah.
Greener and better pastures, I guess.
Are you going to remain a fan, Jim?
Of course.
You are. Okay.
I grew up. Mark McGwire is my favorite player in the world.
Wow.
I love the man to death. Even though steroid stuff, I still love the man. Hate Barry Bonds. Can't stand the Giants. But Mark McGwire is my favorite player. I will always follow the A's.
Okay. Were you also, or are you also a Raiders fan?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. So this one's going to hurt. Can't.
Okay.
No, I'm asking, is this one going to hurt?
No. Got to just deal with it, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. Well, as long as you can still follow them, maybe a couple of trips to Vegas are in your future.
Oh, I'm like 44 now. I'm done with Vegas.
I've actually never been, believe it or not.
Oh, you got to go.
I know.
You got to go.
At some point, I definitely will. Well, I'm glad that you'll still follow them, and I'm glad that you see it from their perspective, the athletes, I mean, which is that they need a new home because the one they have is not sufficient. It doesn't allow them to compete. But I do hate how this has all been done so deviously.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Mm. But
well, I'm glad you enjoyed that night. Tuesday night sounds like it was amazing.
Great.
Good. I'm glad. Electric.
That stadium going crazy with that chant, sell the team, was nuts.
I would have gotten chills. Jim, thank you so much for listening in Sacramento, for giving us a call.
All right. Appreciate it.
So there's a guy who is there, a diehard A's fan who actually recognizes that the team needs to find better digs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.